Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the program. Overarching topic tonight, socialism, communism, and some maybe to some surprising numbers about young people in America who are interested in voting for a socialist. Of course, you know, the old rule about being young is you're more likely to fall for that kind of crap, and then, you know, when you get older.
Yeah, they say if you're not a socialist when you're 18, you don't have a heart, and if you're not a capitalist when you're 50, you don't have a brain.
Yep. So we're going to continue on that. Plus, we can talk about some places that are shining examples of socialism, like Venezuela, on the way here tonight. But back to your phone calls and thoughts. If you want to join us, by the way, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Maybe you're new to the show.
And for that matter, it would be really interesting to know what historical numbers were on people in the age range, because this was a survey of millennials.
And Gen Z. Okay.
So they're studying a particular generation, mm-hmm. but they're also studying their attitudes at a particular age, and that age is pretty young. I would not be surprised if a lot of them have been exposed to government a lot more and grow in cynicism as they get older and realize that the government is so rigged that anything they administer isn't going to benefit anybody but the government.
Except for the government, yeah. You know. Political class connected there.
And that just comes with age and getting kicked in the head by the police a few times.
They actually did interview some folks outside of the Gen Z and millennials, so they actually interviewed a wide range, but this report was more about the Gen Z and millennials. But I do have the numbers for Gen X and boomers and the silent generation, so we can get that in a moment. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Jeffrey. He's watching on Twitch. Listening in Massachusetts. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hi, yes. Hi. I'm a nurse, and okay. I work for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay, great.
And I have a little kid named Alex here, and he says he wanted to meet you guys.
Okay, I don't know if I buy that the story, but go right ahead.
Huh.
So he has leukemia, stage 3, and it's pretty bad. And
what is leukemia?
He's working really hard in fighting.
And can you just describe for us what leukemia is?
Leukemia affects your blood cells, and it's just...
Called him out, Mr. Cat Nurse. Bro.
Leukemia is a form of cancer. That's the first answer to that question.
Let's go to James in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. He's watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, James. Hello? You're on the air. This is going to be one of those nights, isn't it? Lovely. All right. Well, thanks for the call, I guess. Maybe not, though. 855-450-FREE. So here's some more from this
poll. Thank you very little, I think.
Yeah.
Thank
you for nothing. Here's more from the poll, though, by the YouGov, 2,100 U.S. respondents. 64% of Gen Z says they are somewhat or extremely likely to vote for a socialist candidate. 70% of millennials said the same thing. It drops to 44% when you go to Gen X. 36%.
That's me, yeah, I think.
36% of the boomers say they have a extremely likelihood of, or somewhat or extreme likelihood to vote for a socialist. And the silent generation, only 33%. So, yes, as people are getting older, they are less likely to fall for socialism.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
It would be interesting to look at those numbers. You know, the nice thing about doing a regular poll over a long period of time would be you could look at those numbers and watch each cohort change.
Right.
You know, and calculate the changes in the cohort. And unfortunately, one-off statistical studies can never give you that because they're not comparable with each other.
Well, I believe they have done multiple studies year after year, but they're not following the same people.
Right.
So there is that.
That's true, too.
Washington.
Although statistically, if they If they classify people the same way and they use a large enough sample, they should be able to track changes in the population without having to track the same individuals.
It says here, again, the story from the Washington Examiner says, we simply haven't done a good job tying the failures of socialism in the past and the present, such as in the Soviet Union and Venezuela, to the ideas that Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez are pushing now.
Well, they haven't even taught these kids to balance a checkbook. Most schools don't even offer home economics anymore. And when I went to school, home economics, they didn't even teach anything about the economics of running a home, which is what that class is supposed to be. They taught you to bake and sew.
Really?
But it's like, well, you know, home economics is supposed to be, how do you balance your checkbook?
Yeah.
How do you pay your taxes, you know, if you're into that sort of thing? How do you live in a society?
Yeah, I went to the so-called gifted school down in, you know, Florida, South Florida, where I grew up, and they never had any class like that. I think there might have been an economics class. I didn't take it at that time. But the only thing they ever taught me was how to write a check. Not how to balance your checkbook, but just how to write a check.
Right.
That's all they taught us.
That's weak.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, that's the life skills.
Yeah.
You know?
So it says here that there's a very clear overlap, they're saying, between the failures of socialism in the past and what's going on today in Venezuela. Under the so-called Green New Deal, the government will control over half the economy, leading scholars to call it, quote, the single biggest government expansion the United States has seen since the 1930s. As Republican Senator Rand Paul recently put it, quote, what AOC is supporting and what Bernie is supporting is Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot and all these terrible ideas. Now, of course, Bernie would say that he's different, that his would work better than all those old implementations of socialism.
Yeah, and it's not going to work. If you read the Green New Deal, it is filled with absurdity.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
You know, it would be
a disaster.
The thing is, you can't enforce that.
There was the one about not flying. They could enforce that one if they wanted to.
That one they probably could because they already have control of that industry.
Right.
But, you know, if they suddenly start trying to take control of every industry in America and things are shutting down, you know, you have to boil a frog slowly.
Right.
Or he'll jump out of the pan. And this would be, I don't think the public would shift it far enough to allow the Green New Deal to happen. I think they would eventually disobey it when it came down to disobey or stop.
I sure hope they would.
Yeah. Well, I definitely would. And we in New Hampshire would be doing that. We'll be fine because, you know, we'll just trade with each other.
Right. Secession now can't happen soon enough. And so, obviously, the Washington Examiner here has a, you know, a viewpoint. This is more than a news story. This is clearly an opinion piece, and I can't say I disagree with them. I think they're right on this. Now, if you want to comment, maybe you are one of these likely people to vote for socialists or communists or whatever you want to call this. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tell us why. If you are, you know, excited about socialism, what makes you think it's going to be different this time? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because it's always tragic. It's always horrific. It's always destroying people's rights and freedoms, and it never works out.
Yeah, and of course Bernie Sanders will tell you, well, we want what they have in Denmark, not what they have in Venezuela. Well, guess what? The people in Venezuela wanted what they had in Denmark too, but they got what they had. What they got in Venezuela.
Well, as you pointed out, the Denmark government has specifically said they are not socialist.
Yeah,
they had an experiment with it, I believe, and then they abandoned it. Did they not?
Well, they had, I don't think they ever had the state owning the means of production, as it were, so they weren't, like, nationalizing industries.
Venezuela sure as hell did.
Venezuela definitely
did. They did a lot of that.
And the other thing is, in a lot of ways, Denmark's economy is freer than ours in that they have less regulation in a lot of ways. But they do have higher taxes. But regulation is probably more harmful than taxation.
There's no doubt they're both pretty brutal. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, let's check in with China. what's going on all the way over there. Arguably one of the more successful communist nations. They have an incredibly busy economy over there, and there's a lot of production going on, but that's because it seems like they've kind of let off the controls to some extent. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Toll free number if you want to join us here. Live Saturday show continuing. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just join those over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Again, that's discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Edge Wallet. It is my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It is super easy to use to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, including Ripple, Stellar, Monero, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and, of course, the original Bitcoin and many more. Go to edge.app to learn more about the Edge wallet and the technology behind it. It's a great product. I use it all the time. It's my favorite wallet. It's the one I use more than any other, and that's not because they're a sponsor. That was true long before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. It's just great that they're sponsoring Free Talk Live because it was already my favorite wallet. So iOS and Android devices, it's available for both. Get on over to edge.app or just go to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge Wallet. As we continue, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about socialism in the United States and how many young people, Generation Z and the millennials, say that they'd be willing to vote for and or are extremely likely to vote for a socialist candidate. And, of course, the reason is because they really don't know what socialism is. All they know is they want free college or they want free health care or, you know, they've been promised these things by these politicians, but they don't really realize what the actual cost of them are.
Right. Well, they don't realize what the actual cost is, and they don't realize that, you know, they don't think about what is unseen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you take somebody's money away from them and you use it to pay for somebody to get a degree in, you know, women's studies or lesbian dance theory or whatever, or something useless, you know, what you see is, well, she's going to school, okay, she's learning something. What you don't see is that that money would have gone so that somebody could eat. Or that somebody could grow their business and create a job.
Right.
And so,
or start a business.
Or start a business. Yeah.
And that's what you said, the unseen. So there's the seen and the unseen.
Yes.
The seen's what's obvious. The unseen is all the opportunities that are missed, all the things that could have happened with the original owner of those funds being able to do what they wanted with them, the things that they – and maybe they would have made a mistake with it. That's okay. They could have learned from that mistake. At least it would have been their mistake to make. Instead, they have some politician come in with a gang of men with guns, steal the money from them, and then spend it in whatever way the politicians want to, in whatever politically favorable way. Maybe it'll go to, you know, to a college education, or maybe it'll go to the military and blow up innocent lives halfway across the world. It's
or
up to the
maybe
politician.
They'll just send it to Iran for some reason.
Sure.
You know? You know, they a lot of this money that they take, they just give away to other countries. Why? I don't know.
To curry favor with their politicians.
Yeah. Well, I don't want favor with their politicians.
No, they're not going to do you any
favors. I don't care what the politicians of any other country think of the politicians of our country. You know?
I don't care what the politicians in the U.S. think, and I don't care, certainly don't care what the ones outside of the U.S. think.
And so why, you know, I do care about people being poor, but the way to respond to that is to help people. And the way you help them is one at a time and face to face. You can't help people out in any meaningful way on an assembly line. That's
right.
Just not how any
just
of
handing
this
out a
works.
Check doesn't make life better.
Exactly. You know, I mean,
it might buy them some extra drugs. They may feel a little happier because of that.
Right.
But in the long run, it won't be a success. Let's go to Mark.
And the thing is, the reason they want the drugs is because of the hopelessness,
yeah.
Because of the purposelessness.
Exactly. Let's go to Mark. He's in Connecticut, listening online. Go ahead, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
How you doing, man? It's been a while. Listen, I grew up in I live in Stamford, Connecticut now, 55 years old, working blue-collar jobs all my life. Now everybody thinks because I have a house and a little bit of money in the bank that I'm successful because I live in one of the richest counties in the country because I only live, you know, a few minutes from work. That's the reason why I moved here. I used to live in a really blue-collar, mostly Italian and African-American, and came with the immigration in the 80s, Latina, and a town called Portchester, New York. If anybody listening knows it. Let me tell you something about Cortez, the reason I bring up my hometown. I lived there. If anybody should be a poster child for socialism, it's me, and I'm 180 degrees opposite of that. Her father and mother are Cortez. They moved from the Bronx up to, I think it was Pound Ridge or one of the upstate towns in Westchester County, one of the richest counties and one of the richest towns in New York State. What they simply did is they put lipstick on a pig. They got a terrible message, a horrific message, but they put it in front of a girl who looks nice. I even have friends that said, I can't stand what she stands for. Oh, but she looks good.
But she's pretty.
I said, that's exactly what they did, you idiot. They put lipstick on a pig and they shoved her out there. Her mother moved to Florida to get away from New York State taxes. Her father was a civil engineer. She grew up in, like I said, the upper Westchester County. And she was put in office by Upper East and West Side liberals that made their millions to push against gentrifying the neighborhood where she came from. The people that she represents in the Bronx and Queens as a bartender, they're going to be no different 4 years or 2 years later than when she started. She's a piece of dirt, and so is Sanders. And these old white guys, you know, when she beat Crowley in that special election, or the election in New York, the old-time Crowley, and I got no love for that liberal douchebag, excuse my French. They're anti everything I stand for. I'm not even going to go into guns and abortion, everything else. They had a sign. Someone was holding a sign that said, "This after she beat Crowley, no country for old white men." If you reverse that sign to any other race or gender, you'd have people in the streets fighting. Any white male that's in the Democrat Party, you understand what these. Bernie is going to be the first one in the gulag or on the guillotine when they take over. And you guys said it just right. The men with guns, they are counting on the IRS, the ability to destroy people through taxation and your paycheck and your livelihood. Even a guy like me, speaking like I am, they're going to use the men with guns, the system that they set up, that they stand against, that they hate. They're going to use those people with guns, the IRS, to come after you, to force you to take everything that you have if you've been somewhat successful or just played by the rules and saved your money. What about the people that pay for their kids' college? The number one beneficiaries of people going to free cut tuition are going to be the doctors and lawyers that want to skirt their student loans. If you were dumb enough to sign for a high interest loan, you ought to pay for it. These people don't understand. I know exactly what socialism is, communism. It's just different. There are communists, and they want to do it at the barrel of a gun. And
that's
they're
how it always
take everything
works.
From us.
But the Republicans aren't any better. I mean, they support their government programs, too. They love the military, and they love the military welfare, which is basically welfare for, you know, a different group of people. The VA system is socialist medicine, just to be clear, and a lot of people in the military hate the VA, but they think they can fix it.
If you
want to
know what single payer would look like, look at the VA.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. I appreciate the passion tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, to a lot of the Republicans, they're not bothered at all by a gigantic bureaucracy, an inefficient, garbage bureaucracy, just like the rest of bureaucracy. Yeah.
Trump
known as the military.
Increased the deficit as much as Obama did already.
Has he already? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Leading Democrats were at the annual Liberty and Justice Celebration in Iowa on Friday. Former Vice President Joe Biden says there are two presidents who don't want him to win in 2020.
Number one is that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. And number two, Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
Yet another Democrat has dropped out of the presidential race.
Oh, did you hear?
Beto, did you hear? Beto.
At a rally in Tupelo, Mississippi, the president mocked the former Texas congressman.
He came out of Texas, a very hot political property, and he went back as cold as you can be. So, he was a nasty guy.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The studio tonight, it's me, Ian,
and nobody,
and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features totally free. We've got archives that go back for more than a decade, so head on over to freetalklive.com. That, and we got webcams and a bunch of other features that normally those other talk show hosts want to charge you for. We do it free at freetalklive.com. Something else that's free is accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash through AnyPay, which we've got a partnership with here at Free Talk Live to help you take Bitcoin at the point of sale, at your point of sale, maybe in your physical brick-and-mortar location where you work from. Or maybe you are a service provider and you come to your customers. You want to be able to accept cryptocurrency payments from them. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Get started there. Sign up is super, super easy over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. You get rolling there in just a matter of moments. Even if you don't have a cryptocurrency wallet, if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, they can walk you through the process, and it is way easier than signing up for credit card acceptance. Like, we're talking 100 times easier. If you've got 20 minutes, you can do this over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you've already got a cryptocurrency wallet, 10 minutes, and you're done. So helpmetakebitcoin.com. Get started there. As we continue, we've been talking about socialism as kind of our theme here tonight on Free Talk Live. And, well, some of the horrors of socialism have been on display pretty clear down in Venezuela, for instance, where there's absolutely terrifying things going on. People there are hungry. The society has become quite crime-ridden down there. And recent news out of Venezuela is that hundreds of millions of dollars in cash have been shipped from Russia to Venezuela. According to the story from Bloomberg.com, providing a lifeline to the South American country as U.S. sanctions limit their access to the global financial system. A total of 315 million U.S. dollar and euro notes were sent in six separate shipments from Moscow to Caracas from May 2018 to April of 2019.
Well, I'm pleased to see somebody breaking that embargo because there's no reason for it. It doesn't make sense. It's like throwing a junkie in jail. It's like, why bother punishing somebody who's doing a wonderful job of punishing themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes things that much harder for the Venezuelan people.
Well, and I don't know if you heard, but speaking of other Venezuelan Russian-related news, the Russian government may be buying or taking over operation of Venezuela's state-run oil company. Because they are having a very tough time running the state-run oil company because, well, when you put the government in charge of anything, they screw it up for the most part. Now, you would think it would be hard to screw up selling oil, but they've managed to do it, and so they may actually end up handing over operations to the Russian state oil company.
Well, that's interesting, but is it a state oil company now in Russia? It is a state oil company.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, Russ, I don't have the article in front of me. I tried to pull it up here. I don't know where the hell it is. But, yeah, that was one of the headlines in recent days. It's just absolutely terrifying. They've got a water crisis there where it's very hard to even find water that is potable in Caracas, where there's some very dangerous situations because they're not doing the upkeep that they need to on making sure their water processing system is working properly. In the same way that they didn't keep up the power lines in Venezuela, they didn't keep up with the trimming of the bushes and the hedges and trees and such around the power lines, and it caused a fire, what was it, like a year ago or earlier? I think it was during the wintertime this year. That, luckily...
So they were California before it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and by the way, the folks in California were dealing with more power outages earlier this week, and it's going to be so common in California that it's not going to be newsworthy after a while. It's just going to be, it's another power outage.
Yep.
How many days is this one going to be? That's really all the only question it's going to be there. Now, also, Venezuela are apparently trading cigarettes and candy bars for gas as their economic crisis worsens. This is a story from the New York Post. Motorists in socialist Venezuela have long enjoyed the world's cheapest gasoline, with fuel so heavily subsidized that a full tank these days costs a tiny fraction of a U.S. penny. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Even with subsidized gasoline. These guys are in terrifyingly bad shape. Just because you can get your gas for free doesn't mean you can put food on the table in Venezuela.
Yeah.
The economy is in such shambles that drivers are now paying for their gasoline with a little bit of food, a candy bar, or a single cigarette. Bartering at the pump has taken off as hyperinflation has made Venezuela's paper currency, the bolivar, hard to find and render some denominations all but worthless so that nobody will accept them. Without cash in their wallets, drivers often hand gas station attendants a bag of rice, cooking oil, or whatever is within reach. Orlando Molina, filling up his subcompact Ford Ka in Caracas, said, quote, "You can pay with a cigarette. Heck, it's no secret to anyone that it goes for nothing," unquote. Gas is so dirt cheap that station attendants don't even know the price. Empty-handed drivers get waved through, paying nothing at all. This barter system, while perhaps the envy of cash-strapped drivers outside of the country, is just another symptom of the bedlam in Venezuela. The South American nation of roughly 30 million people is gripped by a deepening political and economic crisis. People live with a nagging feeling that anything from violent street protests to a massive power failure could throw their lives into chaos at any moment. More than 4 million Venezuelans have fled the country in recent years, escaping low wages, broken hospitals, failing basic services, and lack of security. Plus, it's also hard to find food in a lot of cases.
Yeah, they've had some horrific stories. Children starving to death. They broke into the zoo in Caracas and they ate all the animals. I mean, how hungry do you have to be before a rhino starts looking good? I guess, you know, you can't even go on the net and find out how to cook that.
Somehow I suspect
they're flying blind.
They probably weren't even the best looking animals, you know. If they're not feeding the people very well, they're probably not feeding the animals real well.
Well, yeah, they were probably bony animals, but...
The smallest bill in circulation, 50 Bolivar, is worth about a quarter of a U.S. penny. City buses and banks won't even accept it, arguing it would take such a thick wad of bills to pay for even the most modest items that it wouldn't be worth the trouble. The largest bill, 50,000 Bolivars, equals $2.50 U.S.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if they're using the black market rate on those calculations.
I doubt it.
That's a good question. We'll have to pull up.
Let's find out what the official exchange rate is. I'll bet that's what they quoted.
Yeah, well, if it's the official exchange rate, then the dollar or the dollar today rate is always interesting to go and look at when we're talking about this stuff. Right now, according to they're using the black market rate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So right now, one U.S. dollar on the black market in Venezuela is worth about 21,000. So-called Sovereign Bolivar, the Bolivar Soberano is what they renamed it.
Wow.
When they hacked five zeros off the back end, turning a 500,000 Bolivar note into a five.
Oh, see, that I'd forgotten about.
They did that
why
in August.
I was off on those numbers.
2018.
Yeah.
They did that in August of 2018. And we said here on Free Talk Live that they're going to do the same exact thing. They're going to keep inflating. They're going to keep going to town with the hyperinflation. And this is modern monetary theory
in action. This is what AOC and Sanders are advocating.
Yeah, and this is what they all do. This isn't something that's unique to Venezuela. They did this in Zimbabwe, I think,
as
well.
Yep. Dr. Guano was the name of their of the
not Dr.
their,
Guano, but Dr. Guano.
Yeah, G-O-N-O.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, yeah, put him in charge of the monetary system. It's Guano.
So yeah, one U.S. dollar is going to get you about 21,000 Bolivar today. But a year ago, just over a year ago, when they first changed the from the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar, to the Bolivar Soberano, it was about, I think it was when we first looked at it, I think it was like 70 Bolivar to the dollar. It's now 21,000 Bolivar to the dollar.
Damn.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it gets worse day after day after day. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts. Latest on Venezuela, China coming up too. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about the successes of socialism. Like Venezuela.
Well, there are things that socialism delivers reliably.
Poverty.
Corpses.
Failure.
Death.
Destruction.
What were the four horsemen?
Oh, God, I don't know. You're going to have to look up.
Famine, pestilence, war, and death.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's socialism.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's where you can reach us here. You can bring up what you want. I do want to say thanks to Rafi, who is a gold amplifier. Rafi contributes $10 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program at amp.freetalklive.com. One of the perks you get as an amplifier is access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. And that is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And if you are an amplifier, you get special access. So if you sign up for AMP and you want to get that, just send me an email and let me know. Or send me a message, a private message on the Discord server. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Like Rafi has done, it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We can talk more about Venezuela. But first, Dave is on the line in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
How you doing? You guys really need to change your talent relations.
Huh?
You guys need to change your talent relations. You guys need to have more women on the show instead of you or Mark or the big oaf wearing the pajamas and he's vaping, which is, you know, I quit vaping back in the springtime, whatever.
Oh, but so you're better than Nobody. Is that what you're saying? Because you quit vaping and he hasn't yet?
Nobody's
I quit vaping because
you.
It was, you know, I quit vaping. Anyway, point being is that you guys need to have more women on the show.
I don't disagree.
Well, if you find us any voluntarist women out there in New York, you tell them to come on by Keene, New Hampshire. We've got a spot for them.
We'll make room.
We'll make room. We'll get them into the rotation, bro.
I would rather be
looking at a pretty girl than Ian right now.
I don't take
myself.
It personally. I'm with you as well, Nobody. Yeah. I'd replace you in a heartbeat with a pretty girl. There's
yes,
no
it's
doubt
true.
About it. Or I'd put you in the third chair. We'd put her on the cams.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Put her on the cams. They can look at her boobs and, you know,
whatever
I'll tell
want.
The truth.
No, because I have questions for women, but you guys never had any on the show.
Well, we have some experience with women, Dave, unlike you who hasn't had a girlfriend in however many years it's been. So, you know, both Nobody and I have lived with women for some number of years, so perhaps you would like to ask your question anyway. And here's the other cool thing about radio is there are women listening. So if you have a question for women, Dave, you can just go ahead and ask your question on the air, and then they can call in and answer the question for you. So what is it that you want to know about women?
You guys say you have experience with women. Oh, okay. Because, you know, you guys never have any women that, like, on the air, like, on the show.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. I've had two live-in girlfriends within the last, 15 years or 13 years of my life for a few years apiece. And they have both been on as co-hosts of this radio program. We've had other women who are not my girlfriends who've been on this show, as well. I mean, I can think of several of them. We've had Michelle Seven. We've had Allie Havens. We've had, Ellen. We've had Melanie. There have been multiple. There's a Lauren who, was an attorney that was on in recent months. So when we get the chance, we do put women on the air. It's just that the libertarian movement isn't the most, I would say, attractive to women for whatever reason, sadly. But
yeah,
it's the truth.
Because I have questions for women, but, like, you know,
What's the question?
I can't ask them because
you
guys don't have any women on the show.
Can you understand what I told you about?
I'll identify as female for a minute.
They need to be on the show so that I can ask them directly.
No, you can ask right now, and we're going to open it up to the phone calls if women want to answer your question, if it's not too weird or creepy or whatever.
Did you seriously call two men to tell them that you had a question, but you weren't going to answer it, but you weren't going to ask it because they weren't women?
That's what he did.
That's really weird.
Dave, just ask the question. There are probably women listening, many of whom may want to help you understand them better.
So I'm sure many of them want you to get help.
So just ask the question. If you don't ask the question, we're just going to have to let you go. But I want to hear what you have to ask. I'm curious.
We're not going to, you know, turn our junk inside out.
No, we're on camera.
We're going to stay what we are.
Is it okay to comment on women's fingernails when you're looking at them, if you're going through the grocery store or if they're at, like, a store, or maybe one of your friends, or, like, you know, they go, hey, I like your pretty nail polish or whatever, you know.
Yes, that's kind of thing. I will say that is that's an appropriate thing to say. Is complimenting a woman is generally accepted. Am I right about this, Nobody?
Yeah, I would say it's generally accepted. There are some things you want to be careful about, like you don't want to compliment them on anything that's sexually suggestive.
Yeah.
You know, because that, you know, if you say, and that can be widely interpreted, like if you say nice pants, she may well hear nice butt. Mm-hmm. So you might just want to avoid that.
The fingernails are pretty safe.
But,
I mean, that's
fingernails are safe.
Because I like that color. Or I like, you know, sometimes they got little designs that they've done on them or whatever. And they've spent time on it, so it means something to them. I would say that's a pretty safe thing to do. And I doubt that there's going to be women who call in to say differently, but they're welcome to. Our number here is 855-453.
There is this show on YouTube Monday night. It's on YouTube on the Monday Night Crap Post. You know, it starts with an S, but I'll say Crap Post because,
okay,
you know, blah, blah, blah. This woman, you know, I can't remember what her name was, but she's a friend of what's the guy's name? I can't remember Max Sand. Yeah, she's a friend of Max Sand, and, you know, this girl, whatever, they're all friends, whatever, and she thinks it's creepy that I keep on asking her what color nail polish does she wear.
Okay, that is weird. I mean, that's not the same thing as complimenting a woman. If you're in person and you see that they've got very nice looking nails and you want to say something, that's a compliment. Asking people who they can't see you, you're disconnected from them, they're across the internet from you somewhere, asking them about what color nail polish they're wearing or what color their panties are or whatever, it's sort of in that same range of maybe too invasive.
Well, okay, there's a little bit of range between fingernails and panties, but yeah, either one is, there's probably some creep factor in that question.
Yes, and plus you also come off as a little bit creepy just generally, so it may have to do with who you are. Do they already know who you are? Have you called the show previously?
Yeah, they already know who I am.
Yeah, so, okay, then they know everything.
Yeah,
so then they know about you. They know that you're kind of a strange bird, and so that makes it a little bit more creepy when that happens.
Yeah, but they know who I am, but they haven't met me in person, but they know who I am. But like, you
that's
know,
okay. They probably don't want to.
Because, you know, she thinks a little bit weird that I keep on asking her, what color nail polish does she wear? Yeah.
Now, well, the other thing is when you keep coming back to something like that, it's like, okay, does this guy have a fetish? Does this guy yeah. have something right. wrong with it? Is he considering what color of nail polish he's going to put on my corpse?
Yeah.
So, you know, that bothers people.
Right. If I heard that question, the first thing I'd want to know is, why do you care? Why do you want to know?
And if I repeatedly heard that question, my curiosity about why you wanted to know would definitely grow.
And also, aren't these people on a YouTube? Didn't you say you watch them on YouTube? So shouldn't you be able to discern if they show their hands what their color of their nail polish is?
I watch because on Monday nights, it's Monday Night Raw. And I kind of watch both, but it's not really, they don't really have a call-in show. It's more like a YouTube chat. I don't know if they have a Discord or whatever, but you know, I just want to know what.
And also, why don't you call in on Discord, Dave? How come you're not calling on Discord? I've seen you pop in there on occasion.
Because I don't use it.
Well, you should. I'm surprised you don't. You like chat apps, don't you?
I know. Come 2020, I am getting rid of social media.
Really? Why wait? Why not just go ahead and do it now?
Because I'm doing it on New Year's Eve day, whatever. Getting rid of Facebook, Snapchat, Zillow, whatever, blah blah blah. But
what are you going to do with all your time?
I don't know. But
yeah,
anyway, but there's this girl who was a friend of Max Sand, and her name's like Maxine or something or whatever. But, and you know, she thinks it's creepy that I keep on asking her, what color nail polish are you
wearing? Yes, if you keep asking, that's definitely creepy. Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. If you ask a question and a girl doesn't want to answer you, that's the end of it. If you then ask the question more, now you're obsessed.
Yeah, that's definitely got a creep factor to it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Nobody got time for that. Thank you
for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Hopefully, like I said, if the ladies want to call with advice for Dave, I'd be happy to hear. We'll take your calls. I think we probably answered the question appropriately. But feel free to add in if you got something else to say to Dave. Maybe he will listen, or maybe it'll benefit the other people who are listening. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There's certainly not a real firm rule book when it comes to women, but asking the same question over and over again when you've been rebuffed once, that's a bad sign. That's the sign of scary. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coach for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.